this problem which you have come to resolve to me, and you may be clearly knowing that we want power. Sri Rupa Parambhoji released on Janma Janmini that our the highest kind of hope is to become the feet dust of Rupa Goswami Prabhu. Some kind of thoughts are there in Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati during his passing away. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sei Mora Sampada, Sei Mora Bhajana Pujana. So, Prabhu, see, Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Narottam Thakur, same rank, same category of devotees, same level. That it is our, so we are the remnant teacher of those preceptory clan. Our also, you know, the same hope that if we become, sometimes time will come, birth after birth also, we will be the fittest of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We are claiming to become feet dust of his disciples, you know. That is our preceptory claim. That Narottam Thakur, he was the disciple of Lokanath Goswami Prabhu, you know. After a great resort, after a great struggle, he could come at the lotus feet of Lokanath Goswami Prabhu. But his craving was there, how to reach Rupa Goswami? That is not overriding guru. That is not the guru is being overrided by the disciple. That is the clan's character. Because Rupa Goswami is the highest, even his brother, elder brother, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami also thought himself under Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was the first and foremost, you know, in position of devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So everyone wanting the feet dust of Rupa Goswami. So this, that is not a divorce, that we cannot give any kind of bad adjective to Narottam Thakur. That under the great struggle, he came under the lotus feet of Lokanath Goswami, but he is in his prayer, he is saying, Prabhu Lokanatho Kabe Sange Leya Jabe Sirupe Pad Padme More Samartige. That good day would come when my guru, this Rupa Goswami, Lokanath Goswami, will accompany me at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. Lokanath Goswami and Narottam Thakur never saw, apparently, the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. But he is craving in his prayer, if this is in Kirtan, you will see that Prabhu Lokanatho Kabe, when that Prabhu Lokanath will take me at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, so that I can see Krishna. Why not? Your guru cannot show you Krishna. You can charge Narottam Thakur. You are not following the Guru Parampara. You are nonsense. Can it be possible? If they crossed over the Guru Parampara, he is praying in his writing. So we will be saying, oh, this kind of, he was not actually regarding his guru. No, nonsense. Don't think in that way. And then, Sunyasi Sadhu Mukhe, Bale Sadhbhajan, Sirupa Kripaya Mile, Jugala Charan. See, how fantastic. As I heard that by the grace of Rupa Goswami only, I can see Radha Krishna. Jugala Charan. By the grace of Rupa Goswami. Sunyasi Sadhu Mukhe, from the lotus mouth of the sadhus, devotees have come to understand that Rupa Goswami's grace will be acting in me so that I can see the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. See? It is a direct insult to apparently to Lokanath. Why not? From the Lokanath Goswami's grace, you will be seeing the Lord. See? So this kind of dogmatism, dogmatic side, that is very much nonsense. That is not good. Well, Guru Dham should not be preached. Guru will be preached. Guru's plan will be preached. But Guru Dham is very bad. Guru Dham will take you to hell. Guru Dham. My Guru, his Guru, her Guru. That is not the thing. That is not the clear idea. Is there Narottam Thakur widened in his heart? And he has given us this kind of teaching. Prabhu Lokana, Sunyasi Sadhu Mukhe, Bala Sadhu Jan, Suruga Kripaya Mule, Jugala Charan. Is that it? So many things are there. So, see, Suruga Manjari Pado, Seymour Sampado, Seymour Bhajana Pujan. This kind of thoughts are there, deleted by Narottam Thakur, which was accepted by Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati during his passing away. He also wanted our most revered Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. Wanted to chant this Sirupa Manjari Pada. Same or Bhajana Pujan, same or Pranadhan, same or Avaran, same or Vedara Dharam. Anukula Habe Vidhi, Setade Haive Siddhi. Where I can get my perfection at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami? To Adar Sanohi, Gaurave Jarana Dehi, Chirodin Tapita Jibon. Aha Prabhu Karadala, Deha Mere Pada Chaya. Narottam Naila Saran. How melodious, how nice, how lamenting, how feeling missing for the Lord, Rupa Goswami and Radha Krishna, all the disciplic clan. He finished all this dogmatic side. No, that cannot be there. We cannot tolerate this kind of dogmatic. Guru Dham should not be preached. But Krishna should be preached. The Guru clan should be preached, Guru's teaching should be preached, message should be preached, but Guru Dham, that is very bad. So in that way, Narottam Thakur, even that, Srinivasacharya Joshi, Ramchandra Kaviraj, he was the disciple of Srinivasacharya, but Narottam Thakur and Srinivasacharya, both are colleagues. Of the same, on the same level, very rich in their devotion. They are very friendly. But Narottam Thakur praying to the Lord, just if sometime I take bath also, but I desire, I cherish Narottam, I mean the Ramchandra Kaviraj company. See? The disciples company he is wanting. The others, Srinivasacharya, disciple is Ramchandra Kaviraj. But Narottam Thakur is praying to the Lord so that if I can get the company of Srinivasa, I mean the Ramchandra Kaviraj, if I take any time by my karma, if that would befall upon me, I would get the company. He is praying to the Lord. This is Guru Sangha. That is called Guru Sangha, company of the Guru. So it should not be in the confined state, it is a widened state. Anyway, so Bhaja, in no time, that Uddhav, Bande, no, that Asa Maho Charana Renum, that is my high hope, that is the only hope in me, that the Adhavana Vishnu Vantai, Rivan Jate Punapuna, Srimad Rupa Rambojo, Dhulisan Janma Janmani, if bath after bath I attain to become the fit dust of Rupa Goswami. If that is anything prestigious there, in the thought of Loknath Goswami, or the thought of Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, apparently Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was the disciple of Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. So, if everything artificial, he will have to imitate something. Oh, so I will be thinking that when Gaur Kishore Das Babaji will give me the lotus feet. When that Bhakti Guru Thakuri, no? He was praying for Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami lotus feet. And bath after bath, we should mitigate our all kinds of, limited knowledge of our heart, scanty heart, poor heart. By all these thoughts, we should get our heart widened so that you can receive all the gurus, guru clan. Without the guru clan, we are fighters. So, Vrindavani kimapi gunmalato ya dushtajam sajanam aryapadam ke hitta. Aryapad, those who do not know Aryapad Bhatto, I spend time is over now, but Aryapad is too high to think of. Here in this material world, no Aryapad is there. But in India, Vedic path is called Aryapad, and that is too high to us, to the mothers. Aryapad. So even that Aryapad also, living that Aryapad, they are inquiring after Krishna. What is the Kammavan that all the Brahmanas you can think of? They left Aryapad. Gopins, they left Aryapad apparently. But that is not, they did not leave Aryapad. That is the highest kind of service in the Aryapad, so that they can come under the lotus feet of Krishna. So, anyway, they left no stone unturned to serve Krishna, to empower Krishna, to come at the lotus feet of the Krishna, at the Lord, you know. So that love dominated spirit should be there, cultivated in our heart, if actually we want to see the Lord, if we want to release the Lord's name. So that will be a path only, the Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. So this Radha potency, you know, pleasure potency, he sees our Lord. Radha, but we are all potencies of the Lord. Potencies, you know, that and the potent. Potent is our body. We are all energies of the Lord. We are of course living energies. There are material energies also side by. They are not, our potent, our body, but Krishna is our body. So potent, energetic energies. We are all living energies of the Lord. Not the dead energies, not the material energies. So living energies, our body is Krishna. So we cannot live without Krishna. So energy theory, you please be careful to think of energies, not the part of the Lord. Not the part of the Lord, but the part of the energy of the Lord. That is called marginal potency. So otherwise, Mayavad would come to give, to block our heart with the, you know, the very many kinds of what is called mini-god theory. No, we are not the part of the Lord, but the part of the potency of the Lord. Potencies are all the signs, servant of the Lord. Krishna is Nitya Das. Jivur Sarupai, Krishna is Nitya Das. We are never the, partner of the Lord. But if we think, conceive, how can it be that this is the living? Yes, Krishna's body fully living. His hair also has his potentiality, has his personality. Black hair, white hair is not there in Bhagavatam. And his kanti, his beauty can take shape. That's Gadadhar. And bhav, mood also can take shape, personality. So everything, full is personal. No question of nirakar, nirbishesh, formless, etc. Nonsense. They will be saying, those who are nonsense, they will be saying the ultimate reality is formless. But no, in the scriptures, and as we follow the precepts, channel, they are the full of forms. But we are immature. These very feeble, very weak potencies. We are marginal potencies of the Lord. But very feeble potencies. But we are persons. We are persons. Energies are persons. If hairs are persons, energy will, how can it devour? How can it decline that energy? How can it be personal? It is personal. Everything is personality of the Godhead. And so, but we are very weak. This much you can say. We are very feeble. We are very weak potency of the Lord. Marginal potency. But by serving the devotees, by serving the Lord, by serving the name of the Lord, our personality is mature. And for that maturity, we have to wait patiently serving the devotees, pure devotees, serving Hari Katha, then our potencies will be mature. We are lost here in this material world. Then we have the potencies of the Lord, but we are very feeble and Maya is overpowering us. This material energy overpowering us. But that all will be left behind if our maturity will come sometime. And Radha Kripa Vale, Lodi Vada Kade, Krishna Prema Prakaran, where I can get all kinds of ingredients by which we can serve Lord, my beloved Lord. He is the only Lord. So no question of, the Dabhichar cannot come. Krishna, by serving Krishna, no Dabhichar would come. So everything will be nice. Those who are maybe little less, superior potencies, they are all the time mature, serving the Lord directly. And we have the marginal potency, a very feeble potency, that we are craving to serve Him under the superior potency. Radha Dhruta Bhakti Siddhanta, Radha Dasya Rehi, Charo Bhogo Vahi. And Dila Kusumanjali also there, Das Goswami. Same kind of thoughts are there. In the same kind of thoughts you can see in our preceptual channel. So that is flowing. That would be, if we serve nicely, sincerely, our preceptual channel, in our heart also, same thought will be flowing by. So we crave, we aspire, we desire that our, this feeble potency of the Lord would be sometime mature and will be seeing the Lord, Radha Krishna, their lordships, and serving them nicely in Vrindavan. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Have you any remembrance
of Rath Yatra Prabhupada walking?
What do you remember?
One thing that made big impression is we were walking by the seashore. He would walk up and down in the hard sand. Now the tide is coming in, but it would be hard, so we could walk there. And there was a bird, actually many birds. He would walk and see, and they had oil on their wings. And they were dead. And he asked, what is this?
He had oil.
Morning walk, not Rath Yatra.
Not Rath Yatra.
They had some
oil. Petroleum. Petroleum. Because there was spill. And so he asked, what is this? And one of the devotees said that there's oil spills. And thus the birds are coming to get fish. But the oil gets on their wings, and then they cannot fly, and they die. And he said, oh, this is very sinful. He said, someday there'll be a great war to stop this petroleum business. Of course, that made big impression on all of us.
Have you any remembrance?
No, I didn't get to go on any walks. They didn't let me go on anymore.
What about Rath Yatra?
I remember.
Not coming. How do you?
Yes,
you never come here with work.
Quite a few, but one in particular was very interesting on a morning walk here.
Well, you also went sometime here?
I was here for about 1.5 years.
Oh.
Yeah, I joined in Boston, but came here. And at that time, there was a strong, renounced order clique. Yeah? You know, I understand what I mean?
Those who were taken to renounce, they were very strong to protect.
Yeah, and they were, in general, making somewhat offense to Grihastha and ladies in particular. And that morning walk, Prabhupada was very angry with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were mostly brahmacharis there and sannyasis. And he got actually quite furious one morning. And he said something like, what 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 is your problem is not my problem. He said, but I will not have you make me known to the world as a woman hater. He said, and then he told them that they should correct their behaviors. I don't know if anybody else was there for that walk, but it seems appropriate that I mention that, in that they didn't let you come for morning walks.
The ladies then got to clean his quarters. So we would be cleaning his quarters that were upstairs. And for a long time it had been raining at this particular period. He would come for 3 months many times and translate. And it had been raining and raining and he hadn't gone out. Finally one day it was sunny and he went out. And we speculated that he would stay out for a long time. So we thought we would do a maha cleanup on his quarters. So we were doing a whole thing. We were all everywhere. He came back very shortly. He didn't stay very long. And he came up his stairs, and we said, oh, Prabhupada, we thought you would stay out so long. It's so sunny. It's been so dark. And he went, where there is Krishna, there is light. Where there is no Krishna, there is darkness. And he walked.
Very often in these walks, Prabhupada would be...
Sometimes you joined him here?
No, but I would hear from devotees. He would be in his fighting spirit against the scientists. And on one walk, he got into it. He said about the scientists, we kick on their face with boot.
He also said, I think, in one of those walks that he said, I think I'm the first to challenge them seriously with philosophy. And everyone went, yes, Prabhupada, you're the first. Yes. Quite successfully.
He always said that they should first make one very small mosquito. Yeah?
Yeah.
Then we will believe them.
Once I was with my Gurudev in Assam. We were about 40 brahmacharis and about 10 sannyasi. And one day, one brahmachari was giving class and he was telling that all the grihastha are rotten things. They have nothing to do with bhakti. We brahmachari, a strong brahmachari and sannyasi, we can preach and do bhakti, everything, but not these grihastha rotten persons. After that, we were not in the, any of the sannyasis were not there in class. Guru Maharaj was not in class. After that, we heard and we told to Gurudev that what he is telling, and he became at once furious. You are rotten, you have no touch with bhakti, you don't know any siddhant. Or all Acharya himself, Krishna, his married life he had done in Dwarka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all are rotten. You know, Srinivas Acharya, all the gopis were grihastha. So are they are rotten? Pandavas were grihastha, they are rotten. Oh, you are especially rotten. I think that you are not Vaishnava. Even a Vaishnava, you have not taken initiation at all. And then all were became very careful for this. It depends on bhakti. Jai bhaje sei bada abhaktihin chhar. Kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, shudra keno noy. If his grihastha, anyone, brahmachari sannyasi, but not knowing all the established truth and the theory and the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, love and affection, they are not pure Vaishnava. So, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to up to Swami Maharaj, or we take this view. We don't think that all the grihas are rotten or they have nothing to do with bhakti. I prefer grihastha bhakta who are more polite than sannyasis. If sannyasis have false ego, I am learned, I am sannyasi, surely they will fall down. I perhaps see that for this very reason, all the false ego, sannyasi, renounce order person, they have gone down so much. But if they have not left the line of Swamiji, are not offending any Vaishnava, they may come again. But those who are offending Vaishnava, Guru and devotees, they cannot come back. So, whether he is sannyasi or brahmachari or grihastha, if they are offending Vaishnava, then it is very harmful. I think that mostly grihastha, they don't offend anything. They fear for all this. Nowadays, the sannyasi and brahmachari, they have no fear for offenses. They are desperate doing all these things. So,
desperately doing all these things.
Desperate to make offenses.
One after one, after one, doing offenses. And they have no care, they have no fear for doing so. But grihastha always. Some polite, we don't know anything. We have no so much associating with high classes of Vaishnava. We are with our family, so they respect. In this way, they are somewhat lenient and more higher than these classes of
modern
sannyasis. Grihastha cannot fail. They cannot go down. But they, giving up danda and all these things.
Giving danda and catching.
Yeah. What they have told, you should be very careful for women and give up your women and children. Now telling, they are now taking women, becoming lust. We should not tell like this. Sometimes, as a reference, you can tell that don't be lusty, don't be, don't have anger, not criticizing anyone. And if you are criticizing gradually, then all the disqualities that you are telling will come on your head and your heart. So never don't tell all these things. Always glorifying Krishna, Gurudev, Vaishnava. And the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially Nityananda Prabhu. He also became, afterward, Grihastha, Nityananda Prabhu. What harm? Nothing. Because Varuni Devi and Krishna Leela.
Varuni and Revati.
Revati. There were feeling separations. So he took no harm. They are transcendental. What we think about this world, that world is different quite, transcendental. No lust, nothing. You can see that all the gopis were the sakhi of Krishna, they had no child at all. They have no lust or all these things like us. So we should be careful for this. Don't criticize. If anyone is doing something to be criticized, even you should not criticize. So here we are reminding Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, when he came to Los Angeles from New York. He was so happy that ISKCON has been formed. And he wrote several letters. I think that what we have published
the letters of Swamiji, perhaps it was from Los Angeles, it may be written there. You can see. And several letters, about more than 200 and 250. He wrote me several letters, especially from here, and then from New York, from here and there. So it reminds, when we are coming here, it reminds me of Swamiji and also the devotees who have sent him, and with their here, they will remind Swamiji. How glorious was he, that coming from India, so distant place, without any penalty, he came here and preached here. He established preaching center. Perhaps this center was established by him, and Sitigraha by him.
He was the first to come here in January 68.